Welcome to the Sports Scouting Report Podcast with Lee Brekeen.
Hi, everyone. You're listening to the Sports Scouting Report. I'm your host, Lee Brekeen. Our guest today is one of the top coaches, I think, in the country in baseball. That, you know, he's a young coach. He played at Northwestern State as a player. He coached at Northwestern State as an assistant. And he's the head coach currently now at Northwestern State University baseball team, Bobby Barbier. Bobby, thanks for joining us today.
You got it, man. I appreciate you having me. I don't know if I'm worthy of all those nice things you said about me, but thank you.
Yeah, I mean, look, I was watching TV in 2018, and I remember, you know, I keep up. I'm a big baseball guy. I know I got a football magazine, Louisiana Football, but I've always kept up with baseball, and I even caught a game, Coach, when you were there. I was just in the stands. I think it was a midweek game in 18. I was in town. And
yeah.
I'm very impressed with the following and the support there for baseball in Natchitoches, Louisiana. And I mean, you get there and I mean, y'all go to a regional in Oregon State, and LSU's in it. And I'm like, oh, wow, LSU and Northwestern's going to play at some point, and y'all did. And, man, that was a phenomenal game. I still remember the game. Y'all were just cruising on LSU. I wouldn't say cruising, but y'all had a great game against LSU. And, you know,
yeah,
they came back late and beat your team. But, I mean, it just – you know, they say you never remember the losses. I do. I remember that one because I looked at your program, and I've always been a big fan of Northwestern State, but I think it left it just left a lot of great thoughts to people watching that and saying, man, because they didn't expect that in that regional with Oregon State, who was number one at the time in the country.
That was a heck of a time. So we had a good team. You know, we came off of a year before, my first year as head coach. So I guess that was 17. Man, we struggled. And we won 20 games, and we just could never get it going. And, you know, probably needed some more pieces, which we added, you know, especially on the mound. And, man, just when you get a team that just comes together and plays for each other and plays hard and, you know, they're fun to be around. That was that 18 team, you know, and then we end up winning the tournament. We got hot late and first time we've ever won a conference championship tournament here at Northwestern, which is hard to imagine of all the good teams that have been here.
Yeah.
And then we're sitting there in the restaurant watching the selection show, and he gets down to the last regional. And we're like, well, I mean, I think we're in.
I think
we're automatically in. And the only regionals left is Oregon State. And we thought LSU was going to be in. Hadn't seen their name. And sure enough, it's us, LSU, San Diego State, at Oregon State. And we played a good game against Oregon State. That was the best college baseball team I've ever seen. They had five first-rounders in a lineup. And it was unreal. And and our left-hander that threw on Friday night for us, so I did a good job. I don't remember the score, but it was a good ball game. And then we beat San Diego State 9-1 the next day and played really well. And then we hit a homer in the eighth, took lead against the Tigers, and then they got us there in the ninth. You know, our closer had been so good all year, and there's a reason they're the Tigers. You know, they got us, so it was it was a good time. It was a tough way to end it, but it was. I think we got a little more exposure because LSU was there. I think I did every radio show and podcast in Louisiana that year.
And I want to mention this, and you would appreciate this because you'll know now. I follow baseball. What I remember most about that game is former LSU commit and your player Lenny Kuhnert from Live Oak High School in Baton Rouge had a phenomenal game in that game against LSU. And I remember he was committed to LSU at one time, which made it even, I know, greater for him to go out and have a great game against LSU. But, Coach, we'll take a break when we come back. I want to talk about your dad, and I know that he was a baseball player at one time, and people don't really realize because of his football coaching career, and then talk about you get into your team later in the show and talk about your pitcher that was drafted this past year that's from Canada, has a great chance to make the bigs. And much, much more. We'll be right back with more of head coach Bobby Barbier from Northwestern State University, the head baseball coach. We'll be right back. Listen, whatever you're driving right now, Tommy Harvey wants it. Bring it in to Harvey Subaru, Lexus of Shreveport, Bossier City, or John Harvey Toyota. They're paying big bucks for all trades right now. They'll cut you a check right there. Tell them Lee sent you. Welcome back. You listen to the Sports Scouting Report. Our guest today is Bobby Barbier. Man, what a great young coach at Northwestern State, one of my favorite cities, Natchitoches, Louisiana. If you've never been to Natchitoches, you got to take it in, especially around Christmas, huh, Coach? There's Christmas lights and everything.
Yeah, it's unreal.
Nothing like it. Great friendly town and just a great place to you know. I even like to I haven't fished yet, Coach, because I'm in the sports business like coaches. Every time I say I'm gonna go fish, I don't have my rod in my car, you know.
We got all the water you want here.
Right. And I'm always having to go meet with a coach or something. But, Coach, your dad, Darren, in the football world, you know, I remember when he was at Archbishop Shaw with Hank Turney in 83-88 as an assistant. Head coach at Hanville, won two state championships in 92-94. Nichols State head coach in 95-98. 96 Coach of the Year, Eddie Robinson Award, took Nichols State to the playoffs in football. And a Tulane assistant. I didn't know that. Tulane DB coached in 99-2000. Yep. And this, I really never think of this, but if you Google, obviously, your dad, I mean, he was a Nichols State baseball player. I didn't know that for many years, your dad.
He was. Yeah, he sure was. No, he, I think he's a baseball guy at heart, at least, you know, when he comes watch us, he lets me know that, that's for sure. I thought probably growing up that I was going to be a football coach. And that was kind of my love growing up. And I was good at baseball, and I obviously love baseball. But, you know, kind of watching him and his teams, you know, made me kind of want to get into football. And then had more opportunity. You know, I was a better baseball player, got to come play college ball here at Northwestern State, and just got more opportunity on this side of it. But, yeah, he's not in the game anymore. But he's coming this weekend. We play South Alabama this weekend. He'll be here. I think he's been here two or three times already. We talk baseball all the time, and during football season, we talk football. And it's I'm very, very blessed to have grown up with him and my mom just trying to show me the ropes around these sports.
Yeah, and I remember I told you that I ran into your dad a little bit right about a year ago, and ran into him in a restaurant in Prairieville, Louisiana. And I know he's helping save lives in the medical industry with I want to give him a plug with the equipment. I don't even know how to explain it, Bobby. I know you.
Yeah,
can, but,
no, yeah. He's selling the life vest now. He's doing well with that, and it's fun watching him shift his focus from competing on the field to having something else to compete for, you know,
it's right,
you can't take it out of him,
right.
You know, and he's done well in every job that he's had since then in sales or whatever. But, it's kind of neat. We talk about his profession as much as mine now, and it's a neat deal he's doing. And yeah, he's helping save lives with those life vests. I'm, very proud of him.
Wanted to mention, Bobby, your team. When you look at your team, very young team, but very talented, but very young. And as you know, being a baseball guy, and I grew up watching baseball, you can't really, as a fan, we can't tell this to fans because fans have a right to get mad or whatever, but baseball teams really don't come together for about 20, 25 games. You know, as you know, and when you got a bunch of young arms, young hitters, but your team is sprinkled with a lot of Texas guys and a lot of Louisiana. Actually, I noticed a lot of Baton Rouge guys, and I wanted to mention their names. Cam Sibley from Dutchtown High School. Tyler Smith from Covington, actually, and Ryan Zimmerman from Mandeville. U-High, Thomas Sotel. Live Oak, Lenny Kuhnert. You know, Larson Fontenot, Santamal. You got a little bit of Baton Rouge going there, too. We'll go to the other kids and where they're from, but a good mix. And then in North Louisiana, it's like you own Benton High School, huh, Coach? You got three kids from Benton and Cole.
Yeah, two of my brothers.
So. Yeah, the Horton brothers.
Yeah.
You got Cameron Horton and Cole Horton. Will Hine, a good pitcher, I noticed, a big guy, 6'4". Brulee Evan Daigle, another Baton Rouge. Cameron Taylor, you got a few airline kids. Cameron Taylor from Airline.
Yeah.
A lot of guys from that airline school. And Peyton Davis, a big pit first baseman from airline. But they're your Texas guys. Coach, this freshman, I mean, the sophomore for you, that's leading your team in hitting. What a guy, Dante Stewart. I mean, batting 339, four dingers, 14 RBIs, 21 hits. I mean, he's having a great year from Texas.
He is. You know, Dante, I mean, all the guys you mentioned, we're glad to have him. Dante is baseball is a very hard sport to evaluate. So you think about the draft, right? I mean, when I was growing up, we had 50-round drafts.
Yeah.
So anything you need 50 rounds to find the best players, it's tough to evaluate. Right. You know, and then go spend them out and let them play for 3 years to see who ends up being good. And we're getting better tools, at least pro guys are getting better tools to evaluate as, you know, as technology gets better. But just imagine going watch high school guys who may be the only college player on the field at any given moment playing against guys that unfortunately may not get out of opportunities and trying to predict that they're going to have success against 92 mile an hour arms that they're facing every weekend.
Yeah.
When they're not seeing that. So it's a hard sport to evaluate. And Dante's a good example of that. Dante went to high school in Texas. Dante, his senior year, did not play for his high school team.
Wow.
He was a pinch runner, which scared the heck out of us, to be honest, because we had signed him before his senior year. And, you know, we had
like, can he hit?
Yeah. Right. Like, we trust our eyes, what we saw. But, man, I mean, you know, he's not playing for his high school team. And, you know, I mean, it was a really good high school team. And, you know, who knows? He got off to a bad start. I mean, there's tons of such. And he's come in. He started from day one for us. And, you know, I guess he's still considered a COVID freshman. So he's still considered a freshman. But he's, man, he's kind of in the middle of that lineup. And he's a special hitter. He's a talented athlete and a special hitter. But yeah, this baseball recruiting, it's not an exact science, that's for sure. And you know, you think about it, the big leagues get 30, 40 spring training games where they play real games. That's about three quarters of our season, you know, when it comes to ball. So we, as coaches, we've got to do it's a hard job to evaluate even guys on your own team, you know, and writing lineups and things like that. And sometimes guys just need at-bats and, you know, how long do you leave them there to get at-bats when they're struggling? And, you know, there's a lot of things that go into it.
Learn from your mistakes. You got to go through it and learn to get better.
That's right.
Coach, we'll take a quick break, come back. I want to talk about the conference of Southland, how competitive it is with baseball, with Southeastern, you know, Nicholls State, you know, Sam Houston State, you know, Lamar, all these great baseball programs in the Southland Conference. We'll be back with more with our head baseball coach from Northwestern State University, Bobby Barbier. We'll be right back. Looking for a used car? Harvey Autos has three dealerships, which means three times the used vehicles. They've got everything from fuel-efficient compacts to luxury models, even hybrids, and certified pre-owned with a warranty. Check out John Harvey Toyota, Harvey Subaru, or Lexus of Shreveport, Bossier City. Welcome back. You listen to the Sports Scouting Report. Our guest is Bobby Barbier, the head baseball coach at Northwestern State in Natchitoches, Louisiana. Coach, would you say about an hour and 15 minutes from Shreveport? I've made that drive a little over an hour to Shreveport. Not too bad.
Yeah, it's about an hour to Shreveport. Maybe a little longer if you're getting in the, you know, kind of northern Shreveport. But it's not a bad ride at all.
Not a bad ride. Maybe an hour and a half to Alexandria, if that. And not a bad drive to Baton Rouge. About 3 hours, I guess, if you're going to speed limit.
No, not at all. No.
Speed limit, not the speed limit, 2.5 maybe.
Depends how fast you go.
Yeah. Getting back to your team, Coach, you've got a young lefty from San Antonio, Texas that I like a lot, Cal Carver. What do you think of Cal's future? Yeah. He's 6'3", big guy.
Yeah, Cal, we came to us from Wichita State. He went there. We knew Cal. We knew about Cal as a high school kid. Recruited him a little bit, and he ended up going to Wichita State out of high school. Didn't work out, and we actually have one of his teammates, Hilton Brown, who's on our team, and, you know, he ended up, they had a coaching change and didn't have enough room for him, so he ended up coming down, and, man, he's just gotten better every time out. You know, he's not going to overpower you with 93-mile-an-hour fastball, but he can really pitch, and he's, you know, I think he's given up 3 runs all year, and 2 of those came off, but a 2-run homer where he was trying to get a complete game. So he's been good for us. We've all three of our starters have been solid. We've got Jonathan Harmon right here from Leesville, who pitches on Friday night, who's been really good on Friday. And then our other starter, Levi David, who's got a chance to be a really good draft pick. He's another neat story. Came from junior college. Wasn't really a factored in early in his junior college career and career here, and just always had a special talent, and man, just worked his tail off to get to where he is. And just, he's the poster boy of not having success early, keeping a good attitude, keep working, and now he's enjoying the success that he deserves, and it's just happy for him.
And he's 6'5", big kid too, from Texas.
Oh, he looks like the Undertaker. No, he's what I want to look like when I come back.
And there's another guy. I mean, you're talking about Jonathan Harmon from Leesville, Louisiana, known for a lot of football greats, but 6'5 in height. Looks like he's got room to get bigger, 200 pounds, and big guy too.
No doubt.
A freshman, huh? Jonathan from Leesville, just a freshman.
Yeah, he's a COVID freshman. So he actually pitched. He was a Sunday starter last year as a true freshman. And he's an old tough kid from Leesville. And he can really sink the ball. He'll run it 89, 93, with a good slider. And he's going to pitch a lot for us in his career here. That's for sure.
You got another guy that's been hot lately, Kendall Foster, speed guy, utility guy for you. What do you think of Kendall from Prosper, Texas, another Texas guy?
Yep. Kendall's from Prosper. Kendall is, he's a very talented hitter. He's got bat speed. He's not a very big guy, but he can run. He plays center field. He plays center versus right-handers. And then Larson Fontenot have been playing some center versus, he's down there from Cinema, and been playing center against left-handers. So we're trying to get better matchups going a little bit with those two guys. So yeah, Kendall came out hot. He hit a few homers early, trying to get those guys in good spots.
Coach, you got the Canadian connection going on. I know you brought in Ethan Francis, who's appeared in three games this year from Canada. You got another Canadian kid on your team from Canada. And you talk about the kid that pitched for you last year that went, I think, round five in MLB draft. They had the five-round draft. But what do you think of his ability throwing 90, over 93, 4? And some people, what, he's a legit 95 maybe?
Yeah, so Logan Hoffman's that guy's name. Fifth rounder for us last year. I have told lots of people. I coached at Alabama for 5 years. I mean, SEC, and Logan's the best pitcher that I have had the opportunity to coach.
Wow.
Up to this point. And that's saying a lot because we've had some really good ones here and there. And Logan is 5'7".
Wow.
But he's the most competitive guy. He's the guy that stays late and cleans up. He's the guy that gets you early. He commands a 92 to 95 fastball, a slider, curveball, changeup. We got four starts out of him, unfortunately, with COVID. And I think he'll be in the big leagues in the next 2 years. He's just going to keep, if he stays healthy, he's just going to keep doing it. He just has one of those special fastballs, not to get into all the metrics of it, but he has the fastball the machines like, when you were growing up, it was like, man, this guy only throws 90, but it looks like it's a lot harder. Right. Yeah. I mean, that's what we used to always say. There's reasons for that.
Heavy fastball.
Oh, man, he throws a heavy ball. Right. This guy throws 92, but man, I see it really good. Well, there's reasons for that. How the ball spins, vertical break. There's all kind of reasons for that nowadays and that we can measure. And he's got all those measurables down pat. And he's a special one. We got him from Colby College. A guy that I coach named Josh Aller is he's a pitching coach over there. He told me about Logan as a freshman, and we stayed on him. We're very fortunate to get him. And then we got two more there from this year that are, they get a lot of Canadians over there. So, it's, not that we'll only take Canadians from him, but when he says they're good, we normally go watch him.
keep that pipeline going there, Coach.
No doubt.
Another veteran reliever I know that, try and get back on the men is Cameron Taylor, another Airline High School kid. That's a great high school football player too at Airline. And then you've got some young pitchers like Micah Barines from Fort Worth, Texas, 6'4", Drayton Brown, 6'3", from Nacogdoches, Texas. A lot of A lot of chance to be good, you know, as this season starts, hopefully we get a full year and everything's great. Your 9-9 record right now. And in conference play, you know, we've got a lot of conference games from here on out. But the conference itself, Coach, Sam Houston, I've always seen their teams go to Alex Box, and they were phenomenal. I mean, they look SEC. You know, Southeastern, mm-hmm. Southeastern, you know, gives LSU all they can handle every time they play in Baton Rouge. And then you've got Nichols, which is good every year. And then, you know, Lamar, and then, you know, shooting Cornette Ward. I mean, just you can go on and on and on about the teams in this conference, how many talented pitching staffs and hitters in this Southland Conference.
Yeah, it's a direct reflection of the high school baseball that we have in Louisiana and Texas. You know, that's just what it is. As college coaches, we can try to take credit for that stuff, but we can't. You know, I mean, you got a pretty good recipe if you have good ingredients, you know. So our high school coaches in the state and, you know, the coaches in the summer and those guys have done a really good job at developing these guys. In Texas also. We played 8 conference games. We're playing 4-game weekends right now. We've played 6 1-run games. Wow. And then five of those, the lead has changed in the 9th inning. So not good for the blood pressure. Not good for the old sticker. Need my dad's life vest probably before long.
Go through a pack of gum on inning or what?
Yeah, a lot of sunflower seed. But it's competitive. I mean, I think the teams we played, Incarnate and Sam, you know, I think Incarnate beat Southeastern 3 out of 4 this past weekend. Sam lost 4 games to Southeastern the weekend before, you know, and they're all close games, you know, and it's just, they can go either way. It's making a pitch or having a good at bat or who makes the least mistakes, least amount of mistakes. And it's a good league, man. It always has been. And the especially with the expanded rosters now from COVID, it's made it where it's a pretty special league.
Yeah. And I wanted to mention this before we go, Coach, being that you know Shaw High School very well and in New Orleans, but, you know, growing up, your dad coaching at Shaw and then, you know, Hanville, who is the greatest football player that you watched in high school, not college, but in the New Orleans River Parish area? Is there one person that sticks out like, whoa, that guy was the dude?
Oh, man, you put me on the spot.
Or a couple of guys, you know, just maybe a couple of guys.
Right. I would say guys that I played with. I would say Chiron Carey.
Oh, he was good. Man.
Phenomenal football player over there. My dad had a defensive lineman when he was at De La Salle named Marquise Hill.
Oh, the late Marquise, 6'8". Yeah.
I know. And, you know, just phenomenal. And, you know, I was playing defensive line at the time, and he got cute and put him on a goal line deal and threw him on the offensive line. My mom about killed my dad to make him go against me. But
that's not even fair, Bobby. That's not even fair.
No, I mean, God, dog, he was so talented.
Tell everybody your size, like at that time, and he was 6'8", what, 270, all muscle?
Yeah, he's 6'8", 270. I was probably 5'10", 200, you know. And, we had some good battles, man. We had some, just trying to think back, Dad had some special players at Hornville. He had a guy named Chris Green that was a special player.
Yeah.
Over at Hornville, he had a quarterback at Nichols named Brad Zeller there.
Oh, Lutcher, the Lutcher guy.
Yeah.
That Brad just was phenomenal.
Changed the way they did things over there. It's amazing how, you know, Dad always says that. And I think Brad, and I think he had a transfer defensive lineman. I think his son played at LSU or went to LSU recently as a running back from Tennessee. What was his name? I can't think of his name, but he said those two guys changed the culture over there, you know, and they went 0-11 his first year and then went 8-3 the second year.
Yeah.
You know, and those two guys are kind of – and it's amazing how a locker room can change when a couple of your better players have the personalities that those two guys have. And just all lessons that I've learned, you know, growing up and how to recognize those things. But we used to have some good battles down there with Coach Hank and in the Catholic League. We had some good ball players.
Yeah, and then at Hanville, remember quarterback? I think your dad coached Clifton White. Remember Clifton?
Clifton White, yeah, man, what a player.
He was a great
player. Clifton Wade, he had a guy named Dominic Brown, was a really good player.
Yeah.
He had Horace Raymond, good running backs. Yeah, I remember all those guys. That was, yeah, Dad and them didn't lose too many games at Hornville now. Yeah. They, yeah. And then, I think they went a year with didn't give a point for 10 straight games or something
and,
like that.
And later, later on, the best DB I've ever seen at LSU, they had LaRon Landry a few years later. Remember at Hornville, LaRon was phenomenal. DeJuan and LaRon Landry, the brothers.
Good players.
And they had Darius Renaud, I think, play for the Vikings a little bit. And then Shaw, to me, the greatest looking player I've ever seen play high school football, D-line in Louisiana, was Pat Riley. You remember Pat Riley?
I mean, I know the name, but it wasn't my time.
This is like this is probably like not in the mid-90s. He was 6'6", 270, and I saw him go down on special teams, Bobby, as a freshman, not even starting. That's when you got a good team, when you don't even start, and you're 6'6", 270, running 4'6".
That's right.
Yeah, and I'm like, I'm watching the game with my dad. I'm actually in high school in the stands watching them play Denham Springs and Baton Rouge. I'm like, Dad, this guy's going to be a first-round pick one day, and he's not even playing on defense. You know,
he's probably got a pretty good team when he don't play on defense.
Yeah. Coach, any final thoughts about your baseball team at Northwestern State and Natchitoches and what you guys have to do from here on out? I mean, y'all are in it, you know, and a lot of the records are similar in the conference. Everybody's going at it now in the conference. And what does it look like with 1AA and across the country and then in the Southland from here on out, do you think?
Yeah, well, I mean, I would just say if you hadn't been here, if you're fairly local and you want to come watch the ball game in a really nice setting, you know, we got a brand new stadium, a brand new locker room. We've done a pretty good job of making it better here in the last 3 or 4 years. Just the environment, you know, and I would say come catch a ball game. I mean, it's a neat place. We got bed and breakfasts everywhere, and come catch a ball game. Come down the line. Say hello. I mean, it's a very relaxed atmosphere for the fans. We got cooking club, suites, and, you know, all the things that people like. And it's, man, it's a really neat place to come watch ball. And I would just encourage anybody that hadn't been there to come see us. We've got a pretty good team this year that's fighting week in and week out. We got South Alabama coming to our place this weekend, which is a good team coming to our place. So
Bobby, tell everybody the time so if they know, if they want to come, if they're not from Natchitoches or Shreveport, they want to come.
So we're going to play. So our this weekend we play 6:30 on Friday, 2 o'clock Saturday, 1 o'clock Sunday. And normally with these four games, that's only a three-game series because we're out of conference. With four-game series, we'll play 6:30 on Friday, two games starting at 2 o'clock on Saturday, and then one game starting at 1 o'clock on Sunday.
Everybody, did everybody get that that's listening across Louisiana? Go take in some Northwestern State Demon Baseball. And by the way,
come see it.
This show is going to air on Friday, so it'll be the day the first game to come check it out. And, look, I second that. I've been to a game. It's great. The university, the campus is awesome. It's a great town, great people. I've got a lot of friends that live in Natchitoches, and especially if you live in Shreveport or Alexandria, you got to go over there, right, Coach? I mean, it's not even an hour, you know, and in Baton Rouge, 3 hours away maybe.
Yeah, we've got a neat promotion this weekend called Bad Tunes Weekend. So for $10, you can submit one of the opposing team players' walk-up songs.
Wow.
And from what I hear, that people are going crazy over it. So they got, I mean, I think Dad was trying to submit something the other day, you know.
You got the stretch in the seventh inning. Now you have the song to pick, right? That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's pretty neat. I mean, you know, the opposing team in the course of a game is going to get, you know, 35, hopefully not too many more than that at bat. And I think we've got people that have signed up. They've done research on the opposing players and kind of got songs that fit them. It's pretty neat. I'm excited. First time we've ever done it. I'm excited to see what it's going to be like.
Like skipping it. Might be a keeper. Might be a keeper from here on out.
Might be a keeper.
Might be a keeper. But, look, Bobby, I appreciate you joining us, and good luck for Friday's game, which will be today. That's the day we air it. And then Saturday, Sunday, another great series in the Southland Conference. And you're doing a great job, man. From afar, very impressed with what you're doing over there in Natchitoches.
Well, thank you, man. I appreciate you having me on.
All right. Don't hang up yet. That was our head coach. I appreciate Bobby Barbier being a guest today, Northwestern State. Be sure to go to our website and read some of the articles of different high schools that Jace Lejeune and one of our interns is also writing, Trent, who's a swimmer at LSU, by the way. He's interning with us, writing articles of different teams. And then we're going to get a ton of baseball people on continually in the future, but we'll see you on Monday.
Thanks for listening to the Sports Scouting Report podcast with Lee Brekeen.